The topic that I thought about talking about, having a discussion about, is one that we're pretty much familiar with. We say it, but I don't think we really talk about it that much. What I'm talking about is trials and tribulations. We always say it, trials and tribulations. We say it together like it's one thing, trials and tribulations. But actually, it's trials and there's tribulation. So I'd like to start off first by asking anybody, and don't feel like it's a, I'm not trying to put nobody on the spot or anything, there's no right or wrong answer. Just off the top of your head, if somebody was to ask you, what are trials and tribulations, what would you tell them about trials and tribulations, what it is that they were asking you? Anybody want to give it a shot?
In relation to being a Christian or just in general trials and tribulations that you face?
Do you think it's a difference?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I mean, some trials and tribulations, you know, if I hurt my knee, that's related to me being a Christian. I just have to hobble for a while. But there are some trials maybe that I encounter because I'm a Christian.
Okay.
So that just trying to see what you're asking.
Okay. I don't feel like it is a difference, because as people said, some things happen by chance, some things happen by coincidence, some things just happen. I used to feel like that, but now I feel different. I think everything happens for a purpose, even though we may not know what it is. But I've come to the understanding that even God has things to happen, and he allows things to happen at a certain point in life, and it may be further along in the life that you understand what the reason of it was. Then again, you still may not. But everything that he does, there's a purpose behind it. And even if the devil does stuff to us, it's still for a purpose. But I'm not saying that you're wrong. That's just my opinion. Yes.
Tribulations will be different. What I face in your daily life is different. We just got to wrap our head around the light and momentary part of the trials and tribulations.
Okay. With you?
Yeah, it's, the word of struggle is what I think. Trials and tribulations is a load, a burden is going to be put on you some way. And I think the difference between us and the world, know what the difference is even though we are burdened with a struggle, with a trial of world sees the burden that we're carrying, yet we can still have the joy of walking with the Lord during this service. His strength shines when we struggle. When we are weak and people see His strength, that is when He is glorified.
Okay. Go ahead, Scott.
To me, trials are the circumstances and situations you're under to prove that you are a Christian. Mm-hmm. Tribulation is those things that happen to you because you are a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say it's a loose example. You have to be in a work environment that there's a lot of men who curse. Curse. And they try to tempt you. That's your trial. They're trying to tempt you to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
To be like-minded. So because we are Christians, that's a trial to overcome. To prove that you are a Christian, you're not going to be in that group. That's your trial.
Okay.
Now the tribulation is because you choose that. Now the group of men exclude you from everything. You're not invited to the parties or they don't even consider for promotion. Again, that's just a loose example. The difference. Trial, tribulation, trial, to prove that you are a Christian. Tribulation, because you are a Christian.
Okay. All right. Anybody else? Okay.
I like to look up the meaning of stuff. So the best definition I found for trial, as far as Christian, is a test of performance or qualities or suitability of someone or something. Mm-hmm. And a trial, like Chuck said, is a cause of great trouble or suffering. So to me, sometimes you might want to flip it around and say tribulation and trials. Because whatever tribulation you're going through is testing your performance and how you are going to react and the decisions that you are making when you're in that tribulation.
Okay. That's good. Like I said, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, I just wanted to hear y'all thoughts before I give you mine. Okay, go ahead.
Related to what you said, it's just like I read a poem years ago and it was talking about the teapot.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, you know, if you tip you over as a teapot, what will spill out? You know, so mm-hmm. I look at things as how you receive things, how you accept it, mm-hmm. whether it's going to be a trial or a tribulation,
mm-hmm.
you know. But you always got to include God in it, either one of them, you know, because mm-hmm. it can be like someone was saying earlier, what's a trial for me may not be for you.
Right. Well, my thought, too, before I started studying this lesson, I also thought that trials and tribulation was just for Christians. And like people that wasn't Christians, they didn't go through trials and tribulation. And I also thought that a trial and tribulation was like, say you leave home, you're going to go somewhere, whether it be to the store, to work, to the church, or wherever, but you have a destination you're trying to get to, you want a certain time limit, you're trying to get there, and you go out and you get in your car and you go to leave and your tire flat. Ah, ain't nothing but the devil. That's a tribulation, you know, or trials and tribulation, because we say it together all the time. Trials and tribulation as if it's, like I said, two. As if they are the same thing, two words, but it's one thing. But I, too, looked up the definition and tried to get an understanding of what trials and tribulations are. And the trial, my definition I found was an act of trying. It's testing or putting to the proof, an attempt or an effort to do something. That's a trial. Tribulation, a cause of great trouble or suffering, a state of suffering or distress, pressure of something that causes pain or suffering. And I thought about that definition of those two words And I said, okay, if I get up and attempt to walk and I fall, I hurt my leg, or just falling, I've got to get up. So trying to get up, that's the trial. But when I get up and I'm walking, I'm limping, and I feel this excruciating pain in my leg and my back, that's tribulation, because that's what I'm feeling while I'm going through what I'm going through. That was my understanding of it. And we tend to ask ourselves, okay, we trust in the Lord, we believe in the Lord, we know that the devil is going to be throwing stumbling blocks and stuff in our way, so we know that that's going to be trials and tribulations that we're going to get. But why is it that the Lord allows us to go through trials and tribulations if he knows that we are his people? You know, it's like we're trying to do the right thing. So even if I go through a little bit, why has I got to go through so much hard trials and tribulations? Yes.
I was reminded of when I was in Germany, we had this deacon from another church, anyway, he was a deacon. And anyway, he was at work and he slammed his hand in his drawer. Mm-hmm. And so he chirped it out and said, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Jesus." He said, "Because it ain't broke." I think as Christians, and talking to myself especially, we need to let Jesus do the fighting for us. It's just like I was telling Brian, me and Brian were talking about one time, if we try to fend ourselves, we mess up. But if we let Jesus fend us, then, you know, then we don't have to worry about slipping and falling or falling into a trap. Mm-hmm. And people see us being thankful to God about a situation other than getting all mad. Why do you know get the why and the pity party?
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. I thought about, I know I've heard you say that before, and I thought about that when I was going through this lesson also, Brian and then Steve.
You look at Paul. You know, Paul in the Old Testament had a thorn in his side. He asked that it prayed multiple times to remove it, and he was pretty much told his grace was sufficient. In Philippians 4, and a lot of them, we get to a part we all know, but in Philippians 4, verse 13, he's talking to the Philippian church, probably about this very thorn he has in his side. He says in verse 10 of Philippians 4, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you've renewed your concerns for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I'm in need, for I have learned to be content whether the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every circumstance, whether I'm well-fed or hungry, whether I live in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength," which is God. He's the one that strengthens us and helps us through every trials and tribulations. He says, "Yes, it was good of you to share in my troubles." Mm-hmm. The Lord puts things in place for us, and this church is a part of that, knowing that we'll need each other to help us through these trials and tribulations. But it's not, never is it on our ability. And that's something the world does not have. Right. The world does not have the ability for God to step in for them, to give them strength through their trials and their tribulations. And plus, we have the church here to give us strength through our trials and tribulations. I can testify that for a fact.
So can I.
That because of this church, I'm able to face any trials and tribulations that the Satan put in, the world put in, no matter what my circumstances is. Mm-hmm. Because of y'all, because of what God has done for me, that I can face those problems.
Okay. Amen.
I was just going to say, he wants total dependence. I know I have an issue with that myself, but God wants us to depend on Him for mm-hmm. everything. And if we do that, we will be for the better, for sure.
That's true. That's good. That's okay. Anything?
Our tribulations, whatever they may be, is to test our faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you stand in your life right now. Who or what are you going to put your faith and your trust in? And it has been shown through the Bible numerous times, God has tested people. He tested the Israelites. He tested Abraham. You know, where is your faith?
Yeah.
And that's why we go through the tribulations that we go through. Because God wants to see, who are you going to call on? Who are you going to depend on? Who or what are you going to pray to?
Right. Okay. I'll get that.
Romans 5, 1 through 5. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God, mm-hmm. through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance, character. And character, hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us.
Very good. Y'all pretty much got this lesson before I even come out with it. So, but it's all good. It's all good because that's what we're having a good discussion. Okay, Chuck.
We're forgetful people. We forget. Paul, he had that thorn so he wouldn't be conceited. We have a powerful work to do. We have been given a big task. And how many people get carried away? They get, you know, we see them. Preachers all the time fall because it goes to their head.
I mean
our ministers and elders, we need to pray for them because a lot's given to them and a lot of responsibility, and Satan can use that. We are totally dependent on God, and somehow we all forget that.
Oh yeah,
and need
yeah.
to be reminded. And he uses those because we holler for, you know.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
We automatically know we need him.
Well, we all in that same situation, like you said, not just the preachers and the others, but we all, because as Christians, before we learn about God and Christ, we are the unsaved. And once we find out about Christ and get to understand the sacrifice He's made on our behalf and what is available for us, and then we make the decision to give our life over to Christ, we still have to guard against the fact of getting pride, because now we are saved and we look at the rest of the people that's unsaved as, okay, I'm saved now, you know, I'm a little above you, so I'm sort of looking down my nose at them, you know, and I try to tell them about God, and they don't want to hear about God now. Okay, well, forget you, I ain't got nothing to do with you no more, which the lessons we've been studying is to try to learn how to still converse with them and still let them know that even though you don't have God in your life now, you still need to have God in your life. And if you can't get over to them, you still have to be the example that they see as to what kind of life they can have if they accept Christ. But we got to guard against the same thing as individual Christians, not to get the big head too, you know, and get beside ourselves just because we are saved. So that not only just falls on the preacher and the elders, that falls on all of us as a whole. But One thing, y'all have touched on a lot of the things I wanted to bring out in this lesson. One of the things that struck me, I was thinking on a smaller scale as to what trials and tribulations were. As I was reading, I started reading about, to me, it's like catastrophes. I read about situations of being on a job, and you work on a job pretty much all your life. Then all of a sudden, you go in one day and the doors are locked, nobody says nothing, and job shut down, and all your pension and everything else you work for is gone, you can't get nothing. Now you might as well say somebody just threw you out in the ocean, because you don't have nothing. Everything you work for is gone, so to speak. And that can be a hard blow, you know. And that's a trial and a tribulation combined together. Or a situation where you have a young child and they are abducted and you don't know where they are, don't know what's happening to them, and they may turn up dead and they may not. That's another situation that people can get hit and they don't realize that's a blow so hard that sometimes we don't recover from it. You know, I never thought that trials and tribulations would be at that extent. As I was reading, that's what they refer to as severe adversity. It's still trials and tribulations, but it's a severe adversity. Things that happen to you that, you know, we all know that we're going to have a loved one that's going to pass from time to time, and that's a hurtful feeling. But unexpectedly, if somebody tells you that you have three of your family members was killed in a car accident, and it's like, wow, you know, out of the blue. It's like somebody snuck up behind you and gave you a hard one in the back of your head, and you're not looking for it. And because we're Christians, we feel like, well, dang, I know you got to test us, Lord, but why you got to test us so hard with such hard tribulations like that, you know? Why do you have to do that? Okay, question? Comment?
I was thinking about one time I heard on the radio, a lady lost her 14-year-old daughter, and she said she just thanked God for the 14 years mm-hmm. he gave her, you know, with the daughter. And I think we need to do that every day, just thank God for what he gave us right now. It's like a song said, if you don't do nothing else, you already done enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the attitude we need to take, because everything belongs to the Lord. And okay. He's borrowing, so he's allowed us to borrow. And so we got to be thankful for what he gave us, allow us to use and give us, and if it's taken away, thank you for allowing us to have it. And like I said, just like Job, that was a catastrophe.
Yeah, I was going to touch on that too, but you're right. You got a comment?
I mentioned about the news Job received.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once it hits, it's devastating. And I think, like, I was going to bring up this fact about Job too, that Job kind of understood that he was being tested eventually, But the thing that affects us and hits us the hardest is the fact that we may realize that, okay, I'm going through a test. I'm having trials and tribulations. But like Job, we don't understand why. Because number one, we feel like we are, because of who we are, we know about Christ. And we're trying our best to live the best life, the righteous life that we can live. Sure, we're going to mess up. We're going to have mistakes. God knows that. But if you think to yourself, God, am I really living that bad that, you know, I got to have all this happen to me? Why? You know, you want to know the reason why, as if that's going to lighten the load. And in actuality, it's still going to hurt. It's still going to be just as much pain, even if you know why. But somehow it just feels like if you know the reason why, it seems to help you get through it a little bit. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this today, because I feel like even if we kind of keep in the back of our mind or have an idea as to why things happen, and with the thought of knowing that, as you said, it's only going to be light momentarily, which sometimes light momentarily can be a few years, you know. And when you look at it in the scheme of things, okay, I suffer with one leg shorter than the other ever since I was born. I'm using this as an example. Both my legs are okay right now, but I'm just saying, if I was a person that was suffering with one of my legs is shorter than the other, and all my life I've been going through walking with it like a limp and, you know, playing and growing up and all that, I've been going through this all my life. And I'm thinking to myself, I didn't do anything. You know, I don't think I really deserve this. I know God's testing me. It's a tribulation. It's a trial, but I mean, he still made it so I can walk, I can get around, I can run, I can do most anything, but I just got a thorn in my side, so to speak, you know, because I'm going through tribulation because it's not as easy for me to do things as it is for somebody else. And I go through this all my life. And then I still try to live a righteous life. And once I pass over, all that's going to be gone. Now, the whole lifetime that I've lived with this disability, it's going to seem like it was nothing compared to what I'll be getting once I get into heaven. But while I'm going through this, it's hard for me to keep that thought in my mind because I'm in a race, but all the rest of them in front of me, and I'm like, I'm back here. You know, I can't keep up. Yes.
Yeah, but we as Christians, we don't need to know why. We don't need to know that. Because we, like, in scriptures, I think it was in John maybe, where they talk about the man born blind, they want to know why, what sin, blah, blah, blah. And God basically said, it's to give glory to God.
Right.
And no matter what that is, you don't need to know why, because you know why? Because Jesus died on the cross for you, why?
Mm-hmm.
And his suffering is greater than any kind of suffering we can endure at this point in time. Mm-hmm. So that's the only thought we should have in our heads, even though it's hard for us because we're human. But we need to put that before us.
Right.
You know? I mean, I don't know why Tommy had this disease. No, nobody in our family had this disease.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever ask why? No.
Mm-hmm.
But we just kept going forward, right?
Yeah.
That's
and it doesn't make it any easier. But like you said, because we are human, we still got that. I mean, as if it's going to make it feel better. But, and it doesn't change anything, because it didn't change anything for Job. But it's just our human nature.
Yeah,
you know?
You can't dwell on that.
Yeah. No.
You can't dwell on that.
No, well,
it's not going to get you anywhere.
You're right.
You're going to be farther behind, like you said.
Right.
You will still be behind.
You're right, and I agree with you 100%. All thing I'm trying to say is, like you said, let's dwell on the fact that because God got us, we don't need to know, you know. But it's still hard, like you say.
Yeah.
Because not only is it hard because of humans, I see, but because also the devil is running right beside us telling us, man, see, you can't keep up with him. And you fool to be a Christian. And God, you think God care about you? You can't even keep up. Why he let you suffer like this? As long as you got something like that nagging at you, pulling at you, it's almost like I'm trying to run a race and somebody pulling me back. You know?
That's faith, man.
Yeah, but that's like you said, we have to...
It's tough faith.
Yeah, definitely. That is faith. That's what we have to concentrate on and keep that in front of us. What is the outcome? What is we going to end up with? That's what kept Jesus going, because if it didn't, would have put everything he went through? Mirror model man, he wouldn't have made it. Okay, Chuck. Like a roaring lion.
I see him whispering in everybody's ear. Why? Why are you going through this? Why did this happen to you? Did God really say? So again, be on your guard. Like the dear sister said, we who are mature Christians should be at a point where we understand God is in control. Every moment of our life. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Take hope in that. Embrace that. It is the truth. That will never change. The circumstances you may find yourself in will be different. God is the same. Always will be. And in Hebrews 12:4, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Right? Nobody in there?
Right.
And have you completely forgotten his word of encouragement? That's an admonition to us. Have you forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline. And do not lose heart when he rebukes you. Because the Lord disciplines the one he loves.
Yeah.
And he chastens everyone he accepts as his son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? Again, we are loved. We are blessed.
Yeah. And also, whatever trial and tribulation we go through, God always makes a way for us to get out of it. All we have to do is remain strong and look for that way to get out. So, like you said, he's always providing for us. Yeah.
It's not bad to ask, to wonder why. Absolutely. Why me?
That again is
help me figure this out. out. Let me learn quickly so I can, you know, not have to suffer as long. Let me go through the school a little quicker. Yeah.
But there again, that's strong faith. The forgiveness, that strong faith is what she was saying. But that's what I was thinking about too when I said earlier about everything has a purpose. I believe that everything has a purpose. And we may not see it. We may do see it, maybe further down the road, we may not see it. But it's definitely for a purpose. Our time is just about up. We can continue this again next week. I ask Russ about it and see. Because y'all pretty much picked the lesson of fire what I had. I kind of tried to get it all straight. And y'all just, but it's all good as long as you got something out of it. I had one other point I wanted to bring out. Brian, you touched on it as reasons to why we have trials and tribulations. I've picked out three reasons, and the first one I had was because of the curse of Adam and Eve. Because I wrote that down in Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. It explains why the earth was cursed because of Adam sinning, and that curse is still in effect today. And because of that, he was the first man to sin, and not only did he bring sin into the world, he also brought death into the world. So that's why we have death, and with sin comes a whole multitude of stuff that happens with us every day, these catastrophes. I didn't say it right, but y'all know what I'm saying. And things that happen that we don't even think of because of the ground being cursed and our hardships of what we want to live through. Another reason why we have trials and tribulations is because the Lord is trying to sanctify us to bring us back to Him. And in sanctifying us, He has to test us and purify us and put us through the fire, so to speak. And in doing so, some trials are going to be harder than others, and tribulation will be long-lasting. And the last I had was the testing of our faith to the Lord. And the reason why, to try to say this in a quick manner, God has to continuously test us, because in the beginning of time, He created the angels and the angelic hosts to be in heaven to start with. Now, if they messed up, Satan, which was Lucifer in the beginning, and a third of the angels of heaven got kicked out. Those are his demons. If they messed up from the beginning, what made you think that God would not test us continuously? Because He's not going to let that happen again. We're not going to get to heaven unless we have been tested, tried, and truth to get there, to get the just reward. Then I try to sum it up kind of quickly to get it, but hopefully give you something to think about, because Satan was the highest of the angels. He was the best. If he messed up, look a little lowly us. We didn't even make it to heaven. We got put on earth. So we go on through these trials and tribulations before we leave earth. But He gave us instructions as to how to live, so we got to do our best. And along the way, just like going to school, you didn't go from first grade to 12th grade without a test. You didn't go from first day of college to the end of college without a test. What makes you think you're going to go through life without a test? So keep that in mind. Yes. Yeah.
Once they started praising God, they were raised out of the desert. And that's the very point you're making. It's an awesome class this morning. It's what we needed to hear.
because of y'all. Yes.
And we too need to remember, he was our perfect example, and mm-hmm. he too was tested. Mm-hmm. So why not us?
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Why not us? The devil tested him.
It's still hard. It's still hard to take that example with what James said. It's still hard to be thankful that you still got your finger when that thing is going, vroom, 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 you know. But we have to remember that. And like you said, the comments you all made this morning were very good. Hopefully, it will help us in going through our trials. Some of them going to be really, really, really tough. But you're going to make it through because the trials and tribulations is either going to make us so we can get to heaven, or it's going to break us, which the devil is trying to do, and we're going to miss heaven.
If so, you see, if you are who you say you are,
mm-hmm.
for real, you
know, none of us are perfect.
Up, or you gonna, as my dad said, you're going to give up or you're going to give out. Mm-hmm. You know, that's yeah. one thing I remember growing up, mm-hmm. you know, he told us, don't give up. Give out.
Yeah.
You know.
My grandma used to say, if you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot in it and hang on. So the lesson is yours. I thank you all for your comments and hope that we all got something out of it to help us in our everyday walk.